Jean, quite often when you talk about homeopathics, you'd have to be a certain breed of a person to even appreciate that. But what percentage of your, well, not even a percentage, do conventional farmers take on the homeopathics as, or do you, yeah, that's a good enough question.
non-organic people, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's quite a lot of people, quite a lot of non-organic farmers that use this, and they're usually the ones who use it for mastitis, or they use it for scours, or they use it for foot rot, because it's worked before. But they don't think homeopathically all the time. They only use it for what they know it's previously worked for. And quite often you get people ringing as a last resort. They've tried six vets and the neighbour and everybody, and nobody can fix it. Can you fix it? Whereas if they would come to me in the first place, it would be a whole lot easier. But then organic dairy organic farmers, they're thinking this way. Their thoughts are always with nature. How can we work with nature?
Mm-hmm. And when a conventional farmer rings you up, Jean, you still give them the same respect that you would any other client?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
We're just joking, really.
Yeah. Yeah. And any way of being able to treat an animal without using penicillins and things is a big plus for everybody, isn't it?
That's right.
So what I want to make clear, Jean and Ron and Bev, is that although a lot of the problems are dairy orientated, because dairy cows are sort of pushed to them, pushed to pretty high limits, but your products are actually available for sheep farmers, horse people, beef cattle, well, as you said, all animals and all humans.
Yep.
So, Jean, would you like to go through that again so it's really clear that it's not just dairy animals?
Yeah, not just dairy animals. We'll put dairy animals to the side for a while, and the beef animals, they still get the scours, they still get mastitis. The troughs can always be dosed for them as well, and calving, these are calving. They're still doing all exactly the same things as dairy cows, but they're just not coming into the shed twice a day and being observed all the time. And you can actually see their milk in the dairy mob. But horses, they're very easy to dose. You just put a few drops on a piece of bread and it's down the hatch as quick as lightning.
Jean, I want to interrupt at this point.
Dogs,
Jean, just one thing. Bots in horses, is that something that you can look at, or you do look at?
Yes, the parasites. Maybe I should have added that to the parasite formula. Yeah, they're just another parasite, so treat them with parasite formula.
Continue on, Jean. Sorry to interrupt.
That's all right.
Question for Jean too. How would you go with the poultry and that sort of thing in these chook farms, even though they're free range and that, you know, and others, instead of using all the terrible things that they have to use to grow those sort of things, homeopathics would work brilliantly, wouldn't it, in those sort of areas?
Yeah, just put that in their drinking water, the parasite formula.
That's extraordinary. Yeah. That's a very good question,
very good,
Ron. Bev, what did you just say then?
I think it's very good for people.
Yeah.
A lot of things can be alleviated very easily with homeopathics. It'd be a first remedy to look at if there is a problem with the person.
I think the one point that one point that we have made somewhat clear, and I think it's worth repeating, is that you not necessarily have to get this the homeopathic products down their throats. And in other words, you don't have to sort of open up their mouth. You can put on their muzzles or wherever they lick. So, Ron, would you like to sort of go through that again? Because I think it's an extremely important point. I tried it on my dog, and she had a sore leg. Normally, that sore leg would last for about over a week. And in the second day, her sore leg went, and all I did was put some homeopathic stuff on the her whiskers on the side of her mouth.
Any soft tissue, you go anywhere where the soft tissue. The
this one on,
her
hair actually, and she licked it off straight away.
Yes, that's right. Well, the tongue's copping it then, the same as if you're drenching or putting it on the tongue. But with us in a dairy situation, is you know, if a cow needs treatment, you can use the, and I think it's on the DVD, using a little 20 mil disposable syringe with an AI sheath cut off to about 15 to 20 centimetres long, and fits perfectly over the end of the syringe, and then you can draw up the homeopathics, the colloidal silver, the garlic, whatever you want in there, and just insert it into the vulva. The cows in the herringbone or rotary dairy are facing that way, and when you do it gently, they don't even know they're being treated, and you're just putting it into the soft membranes that absorb it straight into the body immediately. So, you know, you don't even have to be at the front of the animal. And Jean showed how using the spray bottle, you can just spray the vagina, and that's all the soft membranes take it straight in again. So it couldn't be much easier than that.
Look, I'd just like to ask if there is anyone on the line who wants to ask a question. Here is your chance. So please interrupt us and ask your question. Now, well, no one's game enough to, I shouldn't say game enough. We've had some very good questions. And I would, Jean, would you like to sort of, or Ron, you're pretty good at summing up. Between you and Jean, like to sort of have the last say?
Well, I think I sort of said it just a moment ago that it's very easy. It's the main thing is to, I think the main thing really is observation, to watch your birds or your animals or people. And before the problem absolutely gets acute, that you can actually treat it, treat the symptoms immediately, or else I think Jean would like to possibly talk about the, you know, it's better to, prevention is way better than cure.
Yeah, that's for sure. I've actually got a formula, a yearly prevention plan for dairy cattle, what they can have each month. Just have your calendar and work out when you're going to put it in the trough and do that. And the other thing I was going to say, if anybody wants a full catalogue sent to them, they're free. So just give me your name and address, either on the phone or email, and I'll post one off to you.
Well, we can direct our people to you if they email us or call us. We get have very close contact with our Farming Secrets members, so we could, naturally would only be too pleased to pass that on or give them your contact details. Look,
I think Bev maybe should just mention a little bit about nutrition is something that is probably the best prevention you can get. You could mention possibly a little bit about that there.
I think the homeopathics works better when it's nutrition is raised at the same time, and there's a good deal to do with prevention as well, definitely. If you're eating well, you keep better health. But a couple of farms that have used it who are high input farmers have found it didn't last quite as long until they improved their nutrition. Improving that is definitely important.
It's a lot more effective.
It is a lot more effective, yes. In a lasting cure.
Bev, are you sort of referring to both humans and animals when you're talking in terms of nutrition?
Yes, both.
Yeah.
If an animal, it will reoccur in some animals that are malnourished, very, low in energy. So, sometimes both need to be addressed to get a full cure.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we can sign off here. So I'd like to thank all our listeners and also like to thank all our Farming Secrets members, who quite a few don't listen to this, but they get on their tractors naturally and have the CD players there. And I'd just like to thank our Farming Secrets members who will be listening to this CD. And I'd just really like to thank both or all three of you for coming on the line and the generosity of the time that you've allowed us to present these questions to you. And Farming Secrets' job is to help farmers to reduce their costs and increase their productivity, and most importantly, like Ron and Bev have, like you two, farm with satisfaction and farm with pride and joy. So, so thank you very much, Ron and Bev and Jean, for coming on the line. And anything
welcome.
That you'd like to say, anything you'd like to say on a parting note, you folk?
No, I'd just like to say that Jean's doing a brilliant job out there, that it's great to have somebody who's done so much research into homeopathics and putting it out into a form that farmers can understand. Sometimes you go to homeopaths and that sort of thing and it's a bit hard to understand, but Jean has made it in such a simple form that it doesn't matter whether you understand homeopathics or not. She seems to be able to give people the opportunity to, to be able to use it and to use it effectively.
Thanks, Ron.
Remedies in the book too.
So what did you say then? Can you repeat that?
The books are extremely good too, giving you all the options that one might never even thought of using as homeopathic.
This is in the catalogue.
The catalogue, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Jean, anything you'd like to say to sum up?
I think Ron's pretty well summed it up.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll say goodbye. Start again.
I can't think of anything else right now. Thanks. Yes.
Well, people can be in touch with you, and I think the main thing is that this homeopathic's got to be treated seriously. It's not just something for a particular type of people. It is actually for every farmer to consider and every farmer to give it a go.
Yeah, definitely.
And Ron, would you agree with that?
I do. There's one thing that wasn't mentioned in this hour, and that is that they need to be kept away from, and it's mentioned in the DVD, but they do need to be kept away from electricity because that will nullify them. So wherever you store them or stack them or where you put them when you're travelling with them or whatever, that needs to be kept in mind.
So the further away, the better, and a relatively sort of coolish, shady position or dark position, would that be right?
Yeah, that's pretty right, yes. The vibration of electricity interferes with the energy vibration of the medicine.
So would it be appropriate, Ron, you can answer this, would it be appropriate to sort of store it in a special container like it's wrapped up in cotton wool or wrapped in a polystyrene, or what sort of container would you put in or not put it in or store it in?
No, it doesn't need any special containers or anything like that. It's in a black bottle, in a dark bottle, but it is good to keep it out of the sun, out of, in a darker spot. And
a wooden cupboard?
Yeah, just in a nice wooden cupboard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But just keep it away from you. No, don't put it in your fridge or, on top of your fridge or, near electric motors and those sort of things. It just needs a little bit of common sense.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, I think we'll say goodbye. Sorry, Ron.
Yes.
What was that?
I was just going to say, store the bottles upright. Don't let them lie down, otherwise the little rubber dropper will perish.
So leave the bottles on their side. Is that what you're saying?
Store them upright so that liquid. Yeah. So the liquid is
store
away from the dropper, the squeezy thing. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. I think we can say goodbye to each other. Is that okay?
Yes. Yep. Thank you.
Okay. Well, goodbye, Jean, and goodbye, Bev, and goodbye, Ron.
Yep.
And thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Yep. Thank you.
And thank you for the Farming Secrets people who are listening.
Yep.
And have fun on your tractors and whatever. So bye-bye.
Yeah. See you later.